Good morning, Rabbi Say. Os Chof Beis. Umin advarim sha'odim chayiv lizkor ba'avurim yom hamavis. Kedei shelo yisbatel ve'al terpenu yodo ba'avuris Hashem yisbarach. V'sidat shenoso me'enov lamo batora u'lehizbonin b'yeres Hashem Will the Sakin Midos Nafsho? Will the Hasig Malos Hayira of Ahava? The Lachsho Machshavos Ech Yagdil, the Yadir Mitzvos, Lios the Nafsho School of Otso. Keinen Shanema Chacham Lev, Yikach Mitzvos. Ki Yeda Vyisko Shahayomim Ktsorim, Kemosha Omer Rabosenu Zachonim Levocha, Hayom Kotso Vahamalocha Meruba. So the theme of this paragraph is that awareness of Yom HaMavis, awareness of mortality, allows a person to recognize that time is not unlimited, it's not open-ended. And when a person realizes that there's only so much time available to him, and then he contrasts that with what he's seeking to accomplish, so then there's a sense of the Yakros HaZman, of the preciousness of time, and the person has the perspective which allows him to maximize his time, to make the most of his time. And Rabbeinu Yonah then lists all the areas of Avodas Hashem, each of which, the truth is open-ended. So there's no such thing as mission accomplished. As long as a person's alive, there's more to do, and even more to aspire to. Lamal b'tor. The finite component of Torah, which is the Psukim, there's only so many psukim in Tanakh, the Mishnayos, there's only so many Mishnayos in Shas, etc. Even the finite component of Torah is obviously vast. Alachas kama v'kama, in terms of layers of understanding and comprehension, which are infinite. So when a person realizes that the time is limited, so then he's motivated, he's inspired to use his time. Lamo b'toro. L'hizbonin b'yiras Hashem. What's an adequate measure of yiras Hashem that we should have? What's an adequate measure? So, in general, l'chora, the yira that we have for something, how much yira should a person have when he gets behind the wheel of a car? How much yira should a person have when he's operating a crane at a construction site? So l'chora, the yira should be commensurate to the reality. A person's yira shouldn't be understated, but it also shouldn't be overstated. It should be commensurate to the reality. A person should know that when he drives, if he'll drive recklessly, if he'll drive distracted, so Rahman al-Tzlan, he can get into a terrible accident, which could have catastrophic consequences, maybe for others, maybe for himself, maybe for both Rahman al-Tzlan. But on the other hand, as long as a person drives carefully, avoids times and places where which are known that other people might not be driving carefully, then a person should feel comfortable. So yira should be commensurate to the reality a person is responding to. It shouldn't be understated, but it also shouldn't be overstated. So when one applies that principle to yiras Hashem, that yira should be commensurate, so it's clear that yira shamayim is el dvam shelam shir. Again, in a healthy sense, not in a neurotic, paralyzing sense. But in a healthy sense, so yira shamayim is really something el dvam shelam shir. So again, when a person realizes that what he's looking to accomplish is something which is open-ended, and yet time is not open-ended, so then there's an appreciation for time. A sense of yakus hazman results. Well, the sakin midas nafsha. I don't know if that's literally open-ended. But if it's not literally open-ended, it's very, very, very close to it. The greatest tzaddik is chote. The greatest tzaddik stumbles. The greatest tzaddik is not perfect, which means that even he, on his exalted level, has more to do in the area of Tikkun HaMidos. The Rambam in Shemoneh Prakim, when he talks about that Chazal used the metaphor, the imagery of a nevuah, that the Nevi'im, other than Moshe Rabbeinu, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through an espaklaria she'ena me'ira. So the imagery is sort of a mirror that's clouded, or a glass which is partially transparent but partially opaque, so that the vision is clouded, the vision is limited. What's the nimshal to these mirrors, to these semi-opaque, semi-translucent glasses? So the Rambam says, the nimshal are a person's midos. And a person's midos, meaning even the Navi, he's talking about the Nevi'im, he's talking about the most exalted figures in human history, that even the Nevi'im, the Rambam said, had certain shortcomings in midos. And then the Rambam goes down the list and tells us, Yaakov Avinu, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, it's astounding. But if even Yaakov Avinu, David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, Shlomo, Vayechka Mikol HaAdam, so even they, their work in Avodas HaMidos wasn't finished. So practically, for us, it's open-ended as well. Again, once a person's been mizboning b'yira and recognizes that the commensurate yira is el dvam shein lam shira, so then the effort to attain that lahasig malas hayira va'ava is also el dvam shein lam shira. And finally, lachshav machshavas eich yagdil v'yadir mitzvos lias l'nafsho skula va'otza. So Shlomo Melch says, Oev kesef, lo yispa kesef. A person who loves and covets money can never be sated by money. A person can never have enough. If a person loves money, there's no such thing as having enough. He can have billions of dollars, more than he could ever spend if he lived to the age of Mesu Shalach. And afal b'chein, Shlomo Melch tells us, the reality is that Oev Kesef, Lo Yisba Kesef. Chazal famously comment in the Midrash that similarly, oiv mitzvos lo yisba mitzvos. And that Shlomo Melech is not only interested in exposing for us the folly and the danger of allowing oneself to become enamored of kesef, but it's also a moshel for other types of love. That the same way oyev kesef lo yisba kesef, so oyev mitzvos lo yisba mitzvos. So that also means if lo yisba mitzvos, it also means that we're dealing with something which is open ended. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says when we realize that everything we want to accomplish is really open ended. There's no such thing as okay, finished. Tam v'nishlam. There's no such thing as finished. So then a person realizes that he needs to make the most of his time, to use his time to its fullest. Rabbeinu Yonah also tells us that to be marbe b'mitzvahs, a person needs to not only respond when opportunity presents itself, but a person needs to proactively think and pursue mitzvahs. Right? It's not just l'kayem mitzvahs habos liyadcha. It's not just mitzvah habos liyadcha al tachmitzenu. But Rabbeinu Yonah is saying if a person, the open-endedness of mitzvahs, the oiv mitzvahs lo yisba mitzvahs, that translates into proactively thinking, lachshav machshavas, ech yagdil v'yadir mitzvahs. Where's there another mitzvah to do? Where is there something else to accomplish? Where is there something else that needs to be done? It doesn't have to be something dramatic. It can be something. It can be something which seems to us relatively small. I don't know if in the ultimate schemes of things anything is relatively small, but at least it seems to us as being relatively small. Lachshav machshavos. It's natural. It's not a question of having become corrupted. It's almost the natural default position into which we easily slip, that if a person isn't making this concerted effort to be aware of the Yakruz Hazman, so the feeling a person has is that I do have plenty of time, is that time is of in something of abundance. So yitachin that's sort of the undesirable flip side, the flip side that's supposed to be avoided of the fact that a person has, and this is Latova, this is a faculty HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Latova. A person very much has a capacity to immerse himself in the present, which is very much Latova. I don't know if a person will always weighed down by, I don't know, thinking about past mistakes or a hin and a hair. So he couldn't be happy, he couldn't function. A person has the capacity to be fully immersed in the present. And again, there's on one level that's something for a person to take advantage of. And for a person to harness. But me'idach gisa, it shouldn't allow the person to slip into this default position of being oblivious to the fact that time is of limited supply. On the other hand, v'yofa sha'achas shel koras ruach b'olam haba mikol chaya olam hazeh. Okay, so maybe the Nedan Hashem will pick up tomorrow with El Schaf Daleth. Okay, Rav Yossi, have a good productive morning. So the Nedan Hashem will reconvene around 12:45. Kol tov, thank you.